IT infrastructure security. Security, everybody is really a finicky about security, right? You also have a safety door at home. Then why not for organization devices, right? So security with this more and more people working from home, okay, and because of several reasons, the security plays a very, very big role. So today, if you are accessing this course from your home internet or from your mobile hotspot, okay, it is not secured. It is open internet, right? So if you are using an organization laptop, probably, okay, it needs to be ensured that, you know, adequate security controls are in place so that your organization confidential data is not being leaked out, or your organization Active Directory password of yours is not leaked out. Okay, imagine that there is some intruder has installed a malware or a keylogger on your laptop, and whenever you are trying to carry out a financial transaction or the banking transaction from your keypad, okay, the hacker is getting the your password. Imagine the next transaction is being conducted by the hacker. Chances are high, right? So it's very important that the security is taken into the consideration right from the endpoint, the laptop, the desktop which you are using, to the organization server which you are accessing, right? There are several architectural changes. There are a lot of technologies are also available. For this particular chapter, we'll be touching base on few important elements only. There is a separate chapter on the security specifically, okay, so we'll talk more when we reach there. Okay, so if you notice on the slide, okay, this is touching base on few of the security elements. I'll spend some time here. Okay, we'll start with the endpoint security. Okay, you see it, endpoint security. So as I mentioned, you need, is your antivirus updated? Okay, because there are various malwares coming every day. Okay, and these days the solutions are also okay. So some of you might have noticed that, or you will notice that when you are operating or when you are working from your company, you'll not be able to access your Gmail or a Facebook or a LinkedIn and so forth. However, if you come home and if you connect on your home network, or you're traveling and you're connecting on your airport network, you'll be probably able to use it, right? However, there are also a solution available to secure them with the agent-based proxy. So whatever rules are applied for you in the organization, same holds true even if you are accessing from any other network. Okay, so endpoint security, there are also solutions of EDR, or I would say the endpoint detection and response, wherein immediately your laptop is contained. Okay, so there are state of the art solutions available, okay, obviously with the cost, which ensures that your organization endpoints are secured. Okay, again, point to note here is I should have the brilliant basics fixed. When I say the brilliant basics, it is the bare minimum thing, like Windows regular patching upgrades, antivirus upgrades, and so forth, right? So moving on to the wireless security, everybody wants a hassle-free connection. Okay, nobody wants to connect that RJ45 cable and stick to a one place. People wants to move around from your desk to a meeting room, from your dining room to your bedroom, and so forth. Obviously, wireless is important. Why wireless security is important? Let me give you an example. Okay, so one of our the unit or a plant was very close to the railway tracks. Obviously, the plant was at a very, very remote village of India, and it was very close to the railway track. Now the signal or my wireless signal of my organization was accessible from that railway track. One fine day, there was a passenger train which had a stop there, and one of the passenger was tried to hooked into my network. He managed to do it because my password was weak, and he sent one malicious email one threat email to the government agency. Okay, when it was traced that which IP this email has come from, the IP was of our organization. So obviously our infrastructure had to go to the police, had to go to the court to justify that, boss, this is not done by this act was not indulged by our employees. Okay, and then the things were settled. But the point I'm trying to make here is, if your wireless security is not you know, in place as per the standards, you may have a problem. So whenever you probably trying to connect the wireless of your home network, you might see the wireless networks for the nearby flats as well. Okay, you might have tried also accessing it, you know, if the password is weak or something. However, if your wireless access point password is weak, and if somebody is trying to, you know, create some nuisance, you will be, you know, asked to come in a court of law. Similarly, I mean, just to quote you one more example, that and this is a real, you know, incident which is which had happened. Okay, so in one of the small town of one of the state, you know, there was a family who was staying since many years. There was a neighbor who, you know, recently moved in, and since he had recently moved in, he requested that, you know, he wants to work from home, and it's a critical. Can he borrow the laptop for a day? So obviously, this family was, you know, very humble, you know, very supportive. So they went ahead and landed the laptop there. Okay. Obviously, the next request came is, can I also use your internet? You know, because I'm yet to set up the internet. Now again, without any, you know, proof check, without anything, and the person had recently moved in, they gave an access to the internet as well. Okay. Now that fellow did something mischievous, and it turned out to be a terrorist, right? So obviously, the questions and the investigation happened, which you know had a great amount of trouble to this family. And this happens, right? So wireless security and the endpoint security holds a very, very important you know, value in your organization, or for your personal thing also. Okay, cloud security. Everybody is kind of moving on a cloud. People are saying that people do mention that. So if you talk to the industry leaders, they say that, you know, within 5 years, probably down the line, people will significantly move on a cloud. Okay, so again, we'll be touching base on the cloud, what it is, what are the flavors of the cloud, etc. in the upcoming chapters. But just to know from the introductory point of view, cloud security is also some of the things which one must factor in. Okay, internet security. If I am using any banking transactions, or if I am doing any other normal transactions, okay, my internet needs to be secured. Okay, so in my organization, what generally is done is I have a proxy server, okay, which takes your request, okay, or which takes the request from the end user. It goes to the internet, or it talks to the internet, and it responds back to you in a secure way. Okay, so that's also something very important element. Network security goes without saying. You are using VPN or a virtual private network, okay, I mean, while connecting, or when you're outside your network, or maybe you have some partners who wants to access your resources, maybe for SAP support or maybe for some other support, they obviously need to be given the secure connectivity. So VPN, or, you know, the network security holds some amount of relevance there. Okay, so this is the entire gambit of the, you know, IT security, or IT infrastructure security. We'll talk more about it in the future slides. Okay, so network security, what supports network? Okay, I would say my router supports network, my switch supports network. Okay, obviously my firewall also supports, you know, kind of network. Okay, so all these device needs to be hardened. I need to ensure that there is no unauthorized access, you know, from anybody on these devices. So I need to have the access control list, or I need to have some hardening parameters. We'll talk about it when we go there. But now, network security is something which is, you know, the starting point, wherein, you know, you have the perimeter, or from the internet, where the hacker or intruder tries to reach your environment, you know, for not suitable activities, I would say. Okay, internet security, as I already mentioned, that you have a set of devices, firewall, proxy, you know, which helps you protecting your trusted zone. So when I say the trusted zone, it is my internal zone. Okay, it's my devices, my applications installed in my network. Okay, when I say the untrusted zone, it is something from the internet. Okay, now say, for an example, you know, if somebody with a malicious intent wants to access from outside, that's open internet, to your server, or to your, you know, web application, That's where something firewall will play a role. So I would set a rule in the firewall that if there is a request coming from a blacklisted IP, go ahead and block it. Okay. So likewise, you also have a content filtering wherein you want to protect your employee to avoid going onto the malicious sites, right? So many of you might have noticed that there's some certain blog site or certain the sites which are offering you the free softwares, they are blocked, okay, by your organization. Why? That is a precise reason that if you access blog or if you try to download some free software, that also comes with the malicious malware, which may keep on sending the information or keep on trying to talk to command and control center of the hackers. Okay, endpoint security, I will never stop mentioning it again and again, because endpoint is something which is the most vulnerable. Why? Because endpoint is the one which keeps on moving, which keeps on connecting to the several network. Today you may be here, tomorrow you are going on a vacation and you are operating from the hotel or the hotel network. If you are traveling overseas, maybe you are accessing from the airport or again some unauthorized or some unprotected network. So endpoint security is prima facie important. The hackers or the intruders or the attackers, they try to sneak into such unprotected network, right? So if your Windows is out of support, okay, when I say out of support, the Microsoft or the original equipment manufacturer do not provide patches beyond a point, okay? So one also needs to ensure that your Windows is also or Windows or your MacBook or whatsoever is within support from the OEM. Okay, so the endpoint security, as I said, holds a very importance. Cloud security, as I said, people are moving on a cloud. People may use some software as a service, like few of you might have heard of Salesforce, few of you might have heard of the Dropbox, and so forth. So all such the applications should also come with the security. So even if you are not using the SaaS or the software as a service platform, if you are using the infrastructure as a service platform, security should be inherent, should be inbuilt. Okay, moving on to the cloud is very easy, but protecting the cloud environment in a secured way as per your organization standard may be tricky. Okay, so also that is a need of consideration. Application security. Lot of applications are talking to each other directly these days. Okay, when I say directly these days, you may have in your organization, you may have an HRMS system, okay, or the human resource management system, right? Now if you want to access your payroll system, okay, obviously the payroll is being processed by the external party. Okay, so as an organization or the employee customer experience point of view, if you see, they may not, or there should not be another set of password and the user ID for accessing that portal. So what you do is you have integration, okay, between your system and between the vendor system. Now that integration may use API, may use single sign-on, may use some other factor. Now if you use this integration, that security also plays a very important role, because if there are slippages in such integration, you may be in a fix. Okay, just to give you one more example, okay, imagine that you have your in-house support desk, and you have also outsourced a part of your support to some external agency. Now there has to be a single ticketing system, okay, for your people also and for the external agency also, so that the tracking and the seamlessness is easy. Now these two ticketing system also needs to be integrated, right? Why? Because if there's a ticket created in my system, it needs to flow back into my partner system so that their support agents can work on it, right? So again, I am doing integration, right? So integration is also something very important. In fact, for application security, there are regular audits also being conducted for the simple reason that if I am making any changes over a period of time, and if I am not assessing it well, I may have the vulnerability, I may have a loophole into my existing application. Okay, so that's also something very important. Physical security, everybody have witnessed it. If anybody of you might have visited the US consulate or the embassy of any country, you might have seen that there are layered approach. Okay, you might be first seeing the fence, then you might be seeing the physical security guard, then you might be seeing, you know, the frisking, you know, kind of devices which ensures that you are not carrying any metallic object or something. So all this is what? This is everything, you know, can be referred as a physical security. Now, physical security, like maybe for swiping in, swiping out card to come to enter into your organization or to enter into your server room or a data center, you are authenticated with a biometric and so on and so forth, right? So everything is a part of the physical security. Okay, your CCTV camera, the dog, or I mean, you know, or the signboard which says that you are being watched, everything is or can be considered as a part of your physical security, right? Moving on the logical security. So the physical security is also supported by your logical security. So what could be falling as a part of logical security? Your user ID, password, okay, your biometric authentication, okay, and so and so forth, right? So your identity and access management probably, or need to know basis rules, everything can be considered as a part of your logical security, right? Moving on to the, you know, almost to the end of this chapter on why there is an alignment between business need or a business with IT infrastructure is necessary. Okay, always keep in mind that IT infrastructure is nothing if it is not supporting the business need or it is not justifying the business need. Okay, you may want to have the latest technology in place, you may want to have the unlimited budget for your security or for your, you know, enhancement, however it should be aligned with the business need. What is the point that you have, you know, a very big infrastructure with a huge capacity, but it is not, you know, meeting my customer requirement? My customer is not able to access because of maybe the flash plugin issue or maybe because of whatsoever maybe the issue, right? So the alignment between the business and IT infrastructure holds a tremendous relevance, and it needs to be done, you know, in a proper way. Okay. Something which supports the IT infrastructure is the people, or a human, I would say, or an employee, I would say. So again, the alignment of your resources depending on the need should also be factored into. Okay, if you are a smaller organization, probably you may have one person doing multiple things, or maybe having a multiple hats who is wearing. But for a matured and a larger organization, you have defined roles who are, you know, responsible for you know, taking care of certain tasks, right? So people alignment and the alignment of the IT infrastructure with the business is very, very important. I always mention that. Okay, using the technology, the few example I gave you about the IoT solutions, wherein, you know, the truck tires were being monitored continuously and you know, being proactively fixed. However, things to keep in mind is it may be satisfying my business need, but is it also satisfying my IT needs or my IT security? Okay, so that due diligence needs to be done. Okay, at the same time, the spend has to be in the prescribed limit. You cannot overshoot, you cannot undershoot your budget which is given, and you know, have a compromise either in quality or in the security. Okay, IT organogram, or the people who are you know, who are supporting my organization components, my organization services, my organization requests, and so on and so forth. So I need to have an adequate amount of security in I need to have an adequate amount of my people strength in place for the only reason, you know, to increase my customer satisfaction. Okay, now when we move on to the next slide, we'll be going on to the specific of the flow chart that, you know this is the standard layout of the employee should be there in place for supporting my IT infrastructure. However, just a point to note here is it is not necessary that I have everything in place right from the beginning. If I am a startup, if I am a smaller organization, I'll probably trim my staff, as I mentioned, and I can have, you know, one people handling multiple jobs. Okay, so it is also very important that based on your geographical spread, Okay, so like you know, I work with a conglomerate wherein I know that there may be a cultural issues. Okay, because something which we see as an escalation may not be seen as an escalation in say Italy or Spain. Okay, or they might also consider that it's very rude. You know, you cannot use such kind of language. You cannot treat the employee, or you cannot talk to such employees like this. Okay, so it is also very important to have the fitment of the resources based on the local need as well. So you might have the person maybe stationed there who can take care of the local needs, who can understand the cultural values of that specific region and so on and so forth. So again, cultural fitment also plays a very important role here. Moving on to the slide, I'm not sure it is very much visible to each one of you, but what I'm trying to say is this is a complete organogram for the company. Okay, obviously the endpoint holds with the CIO, the Chief Information Officer, and he or she is going to be supported by various verticals. Okay, so I'll just read out for the for the interest of all, because it may not be readable very well. So you have various pillars. Okay. You may have information security. You have the system development or a service delivery, service maintenance, the application management, infrastructure, and so on and so forth, operations. Okay, you may also have something called as a project team, right? But what I'm trying to highlight the point, because we are learning the infrastructure, so I have just highlighted the box there of the roles of the infrastructure people, wherein you may would like to have a system admin. System admin, the job of system admin would be primarily to take care of the server infrastructure or the hosting infrastructure. Okay, he may also be responsible for Active Directory, depends. Okay, you have the database administrator. So the job of database administrator is to fine tune, harden the database, manage the database, and so on and so forth. It is a specialized skill. You may need to have that specialized person on board, right? Network admin or a network administrator, nothing but the one who is managing or taking care of your local area network or your wide area network, which is supporting your company branch connectivity and so on and so forth. You may also have the data center management guy who will be responsible for the heat, ventilations, server racks, the placement of the server, and so on and so forth in the data center. You may also have the operation specific guy who is responsible for maintaining your network operations or security operations, and you may also have a CISO of the organization who can be a part of the information security. Okay, with this we can end this chapter, but just to recap a little bit here, what we learned is we learned what is an organogram of the organization, what are the components of the IT infrastructure, what importance the security plays a role here, why the IT infrastructure life cycle is very, very necessary, why it is important to delete, forget, destroy the data, why it is important to have the proper capacity management, and why it is important to have the alignment of IT with the business need. Okay, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate that.